Mr. Speaker.
Order, order.
Anticipating more opposition questions about foreign trusts and their abuse by tax evaders and criminals, the Prime Minister John Key came to the debating chamber armed with some fresh information.
The House might like to know that of the Panama Papers data release of the 500,000 times that Mossack Fonseca are linked to either a company, a trust, an individual or reference, 200, less than 200 are foreign trusts registered in New Zealand. And by the way, IRD have cross-referenced them and all of them Order. Are disclosed to ensure they pay their fair share of tax.
Order.
Among questions for the Prime Minister was one from opposition leader Andrew Little about Mr. Key's personal lawyer.
How does he reconcile his claim that his close personal advisor had assured him that he had no links with Mossack Fonseca with today's revelations that show Mr. Whitney has had dealings with that firm?
Right, Honourable Prime Minister.
Firstly, I have no responsibility for Mr. Whitney or any other New Zealand. But Mr. Speaker, I stand by the statements that I've made in relation to Mr. Whitney, and I think incrimination by insinuation could be a very dangerous game because, Mr. Speaker, I took a moment just to look in the database and guess who's a beneficiary of one of the trusts? Oh, Greenpeace International. And guess who else is mentioned?
Order.
Amnesty
Order.
International.
Order. The Prime Minister. Order. If I have to ask, order either the Prime Minister or the Deputy Prime Minister to leave, I will not hesitate to do so.
But it was Labour's David Parker who was ordered to leave after disputing one of Mr. Carter's rulings, while the Prime Minister also faced questions from Greens co-leader James Shaw.
If New Zealand is not a tax haven, why would Mossack Fonseca, a company which by its own admission has 95% of its business in avoiding tax, urge its clients to use New Zealand's foreign trust and company structures as a way of avoiding tax?
Right, Honourable Prime Minister.
Well, Mr. Speaker, two things. Firstly, there can be quite legitimate reasons why people have a foreign trust. I suggest the member leave the House and ring Greenpeace, Amnesty and Red Cross, because they are implicated in the papers. But more importantly than that, just turn around and ask his colleague. Mojo Mathers has a foreign trust.
Supplementary.
Order, 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 order. If it requires me to ask someone to leave because they consistently interject, I will do so. It's not my wish, but when the barrage continues...
Mojo Mathers, one of Mr. Shaw's List MPs, asked the Speaker if she could respond to Mr. Key's claim.
There's two ways forward. If the member seeks leave to make a personal explanation, I will put the leavers over to the House. The alternative way, if the member thinks she has been misrepresented during this question time, she has the ability to refer to Standing Order 359.
That allows for members who believe they've been misrepresented to write to the Speaker, but Mojo Mathers wanted to do it on the spot by seeking the leave of the House to make a personal explanation.
I would like to seek leave to make a personal
statement.
Leave
is sought to make a personal explanation, presumably in regards to a statement made by the Prime Minister. Leave is sought for that course of action. Is there any objection? There is none. Mojo Mathers.
Thank you. I would like to clarify that I am a beneficiary of a UK-based family trust. It is not a trust that I own, and it's not a foreign trust.
The member has... Order! Order! Order, Mr. Robertson.
And Labour's finance spokesman had this question for the Minister of Finance, Bill English.
How many more people are unemployed now than when the National Government took office in 2008, according to the latest Household Labour Force Survey?
The Honourable
Well, Mr.
Bill
Speaker,
English.
I know there's 200,000 more people employed. And there may be, it's possible there's more people unemployed than there were then. Because we've had since then a major recession from which there's been a moderate recovery.
Supplementary question, Grant Robertson.
Does he consider it a sign of success when the number of young people not in education, employment or training has increased by 26,000 or 44% after nearly 8 years of a national government, or are those young people just pretty damn hopeless?
As you'd expect, Mr. English didn't agree with that. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.